Other business. And the first item is 2024-03, Tepachi Farms, final subdivision plan and landscape plan.
This is a final subdivision and landscape plan for the creation of a standard subdivision to consist of 21 single-family lots, private streets, open space, stormwater management facilities, associated perimeter buffers, and other site improvements. The preliminary subdivision plan for development was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Wednesday, November 5th, 2025, subject to 14 conditions of approval. The final subdivision and landscape plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes and all conditions of approval. The parcel is located on the north side of Burton Road, Sussex County Road 241, approximately 0.10 miles west of Sand Hill Road, Sussex County Road 319. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 19.00, Parcel 7.00. The zoning is AR1, Agriculture Residential. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve 2024-03 Tepachi Farm for the final subdivision plan and landscape plan.
A second.
Okay, the motion's been moved and seconded to approve the final subdivision plan and the landscape plan for 2024-03 Tepachi Farms. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. Next up is 2023-12 Windscape Farms, final subdivision and landscape plan.
This is a final subdivision and landscape plan for Windscape Farms, a cluster subdivision to divide a 26.89-acre parcel of land into 49 single-family lots and to include private roads, open space, sidewalks, stormwater management, perimeter buffers, and other site improvements. Staff note that the preliminary subdivision plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Wednesday, July 2nd, 2025, subject to 20 conditions of approval. The final subdivision and landscape plan comply with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes and all conditions of approval for the subdivision. The property is lying on the northwest side of Pettijohn Road, Sussex County Road 255, approximately 0.66 mile northeast of the intersection of Pettijohn Road, Sussex County Road 255, and Prineman Road, Sussex County Road 254 in Milton, Delaware. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 25.00, Parcel 45.01. The zoning is AR1, Agriculture Residential, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve 2023-12 Windscape Farms for the final subdivision and landscape plan.
Second.
Motion's been moved and seconded to approve 2023-12 Windscape Farms final subdivision and landscape plan. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next on the agenda is 2022-27 Saltwind, formerly known as Peck Farm, final subdivision plan and landscape plan.
This is a final subdivision and landscape plan for Saltwind, formerly known as Peck Farm Subdivision, for the creation of a cluster subdivision comprised of 128 single-family lots, internal roads, open space, and amenity area including a clubhouse, pool, and perimeter buffers. The preliminary subdivision plan for the development was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, February 7th, 2024, subject to 17 conditions of approval. The final subdivision and landscape plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and Subdivision Codes, and all conditions of approval for 2022-27. The improvements are proposed on a parcel comprised of 64 acres more or less and are located on the south side of Martins Farm Road, Sussex County Road 291, approximately 0.6 miles east of Harbison Road, Route 5. Tax parcel is District 334, Map 9, Parcel 4. The zoning district's AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the final subdivision and landscape plan for 2022-27 Saltwind.
A second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the final subdivision and landscape plan for 2022-27 Saltwind, formerly known as the Peck Farm. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. Next on the agenda is 2004-60 River Oaks, revised amenities plan and revised final subdivision plan.
This is a revised amenities plan and revised final subdivision plan for River Oaks, a cluster subdivision consisting of 85 single-family lots, private roads, open space, stormwater management, and associated improvements. The final subdivision plan for the proposal was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of June 20th, 2007. The previously submitted revised amenities plan and final subdivision plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Wednesday, April 15th, 2026. The applicant has resubmitted both this revised preliminary amenities plan, which includes the required paving to the parcel boundary as required, and has additionally included a revised final subdivision plan for a new recordation which includes the same paved connections continuing to the partial boundary with the Ballinger subdivision, which 2022-26. Staff note that the revised final subdivision plan also proposes relocating lots 73, 74, 75, and 76 to the east end of High Tide Lane in order to provide ample space for the amenities. Staff also note the adjacent subdivision, Ballinger, that's 2022-26, has provided details to the grading and road design for the interconnectivity to River Oaks, which has been reviewed with no objections by the Sussex County Engineering Department. The revised final subdivision plan and revised amenities plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes and all conditions of approval. The property is located on the west side of Phillips Branch Road, Sussex County Road 302, tax parcels District 234, Map 11, parcels 99, 99.02, 99.03, and 99.04. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably upon this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Thank you.
I have one question on this.
Go ahead.
Will you make your motion? We still have the required open space with the lots being moved?
That's correct. They're not adding additional lots. They're just relocating them to another area to create room for the amenities are changing, the size of them.
Okay, thank you.
As far as I know, it's because there's a new builder that's coming in and they're asking for some changes in the design of the amenities.
All right, thank you very much.
And just to refresh my memory, is this the one where there were grading concerns and they were trying to eliminate the interconnectivity at one point?
That's correct. And okay. Then in April, that had all been revised and settled, I do believe.
Perfect. All right, unless there are any other questions. All right, Madam Chair, I move that we approve the revised amenities plan and revised final subdivision plan with the final, or for 2004-60 River Oaks, with final by staff subject to receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve 2004-60 River Oaks revised amenities plan and revised final subdivision plan with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next on the agenda is S25-71 Midway Pickleball Courts revised final site plan.
This is revised final site plan for the establishment of 79,923 square foot, two-phase indoor pickleball court facility to include 24 pickleball courts, with phase one consisting of a two-story, 55,027 square foot, more or less, indoor pickleball court facility, 18 courts, with the first story to contain a retail component to include a commercial kitchen, and the second story to be at a mezzanine level, and phase two consisting of 24,896 square foot, more or less, indoor pickleball court facility, 6 courts, equipment storage, elimination of 24 parking spaces to include 3 ADA accessible spaces for a total of 79,923 square feet, more or less, of improvements, 989 parking spaces and other site improvements. The new facility will be located adjacent to the existing Midway Fitness Center, where the indoor skating rink, Skate World 2, and the bowling alley complex were previously located. The complex closed on President's Day 2003. The recreational center was forced to shut down after a severe blizzard caused the roof to cave in. The building size for the indoor skating and bowling alley complex was larger than the proposed pickleball facility. The applicant also further notes that the site has previously been a mixture of commercial uses containing restaurants, mixed retail, active recreation, self-storage, and a theater, and has submitted a request pursuant to 155-164 of the Sussex County Code to reduce the total number of parking spaces by 24 spaces by applying a shared parking model via the Urban Land Institute International Council of Shopping Centers and National Parking Association. The revised final site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at 34823 Derrickson Drive on the northeast side of Coastal Highway Route 1, adjacent to the Midway Estates Development in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 6.00, Parcel 138.00. The zoning is C1, General Commercial District. Staff are awaiting agency approval. Should the commission desire to act favorably upon this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Thank you. I have a couple of questions about this, if you don't have any.
No, go ahead.
So one, it looks like they're planning in phase two to build a 32-foot building that is almost adjacent to the property line. It's very close to the adjacent residential neighborhood. Seems like there would be an opportunity here, and maybe we should require that that be redrawn to be pulled in a bit into the property line and require some sort of planning of a vegetative screen against that fence line. What do we think? So, is that a concern?
If that could certainly, if you were to approve today, any final stamping of any plans could be contingent on that design change occurring. So that would probably mean a redesign of the building at least partially.
Yes.
But you could make your approval contingent on that being happening. And then if not, we bring it back to you.
Okay. Others have questions or concerns?
Is there a certain size that you're thinking on that, or more of a setback on that buffer or screening?
I would just caution you on that. I mean, because it's zone C1, you know, and so that doesn't have the same setbacks that, you know, other zoning districts have. And we're talking about the phase two is what you were talking about, right, Mr. Collins?
Yes. Yeah. Phase two in particular, it's building very close to the residential neighbors.
And it's set off 20 feet. And what's the requirement, Mr. Whitehouse, for the setbacks between C1 and residential? I know there's on side yards, if I recall, there's a difference.
Commercial to commercial is 5 feet, but 20 feet would comply in this case. So it wouldn't meet the setback.
It would or would not?
It would. Because it's commercial to residential. And at 20 feet, the setback line is shown. And it meets the maximum height, so it's 32 feet. So it, numerically, it complies. So
I caution you about, you know, adding conditions that, if the right words, exceeds or greater than what the code requirements are. I don't know that we have the latitude to do that.
Understood. Yeah. So can I require the planning within the 20 feet buffer that already exists?
So there is an 8-foot high privacy fence shown, but certainly we could work with the applicant to establish a landscape buffer prior to any stamping of any plans. So.
I think if that sounds reasonable to everybody, I'd like to do that. Councillor, any concerns there? Well, should I defer so that we can confirm that would be?
Well, I guess my question is, this is maybe for Mr. Whitehouse. So in terms of the site plan that we're approving this afternoon, are we just approving phase one on this site plan? Because if they have to come back for phase two anyway, you know, that's going to be a separate review by the commission.
The drawing shows it in phases, but because phase two is shown, theoretically, it depends on what the significance is of a solid line versus a dashed line. I would say that in approving this plan as it is, you're actually theoretically approving both phase one and two, although phase one is shown with the bold line look. So the commission could, if they wanted to have a closer look at this, just approve phase one today, and we could note that on any approved plan.
I think we have an answer then, right?
Yeah.
So let's do that. So Madam Chair, unless there's other discussion.
No, thank you.
I move that we approve the revised final site plan for S25-71 Midway Pickleball Courts for phase one only, to return for plan approval for phase two.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve S25-71 Midway Pickleball Courts revised final site plan phase one only. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you, the motion carries. Next up is S2602 BCT Atlas Rehoboth Renovations revised final site plan.
This is a revised final site plan for the construction of three building expansions totaling 1,392 square feet, more or less, onto an existing 5,078 square foot, more or less, restaurant, as well as access drives, parking, and utility improvements. Staff note that the proposal was the subject of a Board of Adjustment case, BOA case number 13183 for Lands of Bigger Fish, LLC. Specifically, the requested variances were a 12-foot variance from the 60-foot front yard setback to permit a 654-square-foot covered outdoor waiting area to encroach upon the front yard setback, and a 2-foot, 6-inch variance from the 60-foot front yard setback requirement to permit 6 safety bollards to encroach upon the front yard setback. The Board of Adjustment approved these variances at their meeting of Monday, April 27, 2026. Additionally, the applicant has provided a letter requesting a waiver from 115-160 6C, which discourages parking within the front yard setbacks to allow for proposed for the demolition and replacement of 8 existing parking spaces within the front yard setback to accommodate proposed utility connections to the existing utility mains along the site's frontage and within the right-of-way. There are no additional parking spaces being added to the site as part of this project, with 122 spaces existing and 122 spaces proposed. The applicant further notes that the existing parking pavement is located directly on the property line, a 0-foot existing setback. Therefore, this existing nonconformity is not exacerbated as a result of the improvements. The revised site plan otherwise complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 334, map 19.00, parcel 159.00. The zoning is C1 General Commercial District. Staff are awaiting agency approval. Should the commission desire to act favorably upon this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made, subject to staff, upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Okay.
There's a lot of stuff going on here.
Can I ask a question on this, just because I haven't heard? So are we replacing the same parking spaces with parking spaces? Am I reading that correct? I just want to make sure I know what we're talking about exactly.
Yes, that's how I view it as well.
Yeah, okay. Does it sound like they're being torn up for utilities and maybe to redo
Correct.
The outdoor seating waiting area?
Yes.
And then being replaced?
Being replaced.
Okay.
But they're relocating them though.
That's what I wasn't
moving
sure
them
of,
on this site, because now it's closer to the
setback.
Yeah.
But that was my question, whether they are or not, though. Are they being moved closer to the setback than they were? Because, I mean, even just familiar with that site, they're right up on the sidewalk anyway.
That I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to tell from the drawings. That's why I asked.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's very hard to tell what they've actually changed.
Yeah, no, all right.
Is there anyone here that is representing this application? We're going to bring him up.
Should we defer this one for further consideration?
Can we just ask him if he's moved
the
spaces?
Yes, no. Yes, no. Mr. Mandelas, come on up. Make sure you're on there. Yeah, there you go.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Planning Commission. My understanding is that
we need your name first.
I'm sorry, Glenn Mandelas on behalf of Atlas Restaurant Group and Bigger Fish LLC. My understanding is that we are not moving anything closer to the setback. The only reason that we're asked to come here is because technically we're removing the parking to do the utility trenching, then putting the parking right back exactly where it was.
That doesn't make sense that we even have to see this.
Well, that was my question. And what triggered the variances, the need for the variances that were listed?
The variances, if you recall, this property is the former Arenas by Big Fish Grill. The concept now is an Italian restaurant. There was some outdoor seating there. The outdoor seating that's in the front of the building is now being shifted around to the side in an area that's legal and conforming. Then there'll be a new outdoor waiting area in the front. So we needed variances because that outdoor seating was in the front yard setback, and so will the new outdoor waiting area be in the front yard setback.
But you're not going to have, I guess that's not my question. They're not going to be serving in the, we're not going to have two outdoor dining areas.
We are not.
Okay.
No. Okay. No, ma'am.
So it's not necessarily about the parking, or it's just all this stuff piled on top of each?
I think staff just felt that because technically the non-conforming parking is being removed for a period of time while we do the trenching, to put it back, we should at least come here and make sure that it's clean and approved.
I know that parking lot well, but I didn't.
That's helpful to understand, because with the drawings, it was just, I mean, you know, visually knowing what's
there. It makes
sense. Yeah, right. And I was scratching my head also why it was coming through for site plan review, but that makes sense. And also because you went through the Board of Adjustment just to kind of tie a bow on it all, it makes sense to come back.
That's
so there's no change in the footprint, or the side of the building is additional that was not existing before?
Side of the building is additional outdoor seating that was not before. We're kind of shifting the outdoor seating in the front to the side.
Okay.
But in the side area, though, it's legal and conforming.
And it looks like you're adding a vestibule.
Vestibule that is not encroaching the setback.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Very helpful. No other questions? Then, Madam Chair, I move that we
we approve the revised final site plan for S26-02 BCT Atlas Rehoboth renovations.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve S26-02 BCT Atlas Rehoboth renovations revised final site plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. Next up is S2630, 1528 Savannah Road, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan proposing the adaptive reuse of the existing structure as a realty office with associated parking. The office use at the site is permitted via conditional use CU2313 and ordinance number 2885, which was approved by County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, September 20th, 2022, and subject to 8 conditions of approval. The parcel is located on the southeast side of Savannah Road, Route 9, approximately 800 feet north of the intersection with West Goss Road, Route 12, on a parcel comprised of a total of 0.57 acres, more or less. Tax parcels, District 335, Map 12.06, Parcel 49. The zoning's AR1 Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably upon this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Okay, no questions. Madam Chair, I move that we approve the preliminary site plan S26-30 for 1528 Savannah Road with final by staff subject to receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve S26-30 1528 Savannah Road with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next on the agenda is S26-33, Ramnath O'Neill Solar, preliminary and final.
This is a preliminary and final site plan and landscape plan for the construction of a solar facility and other related site improvements. Conditional use number 2458 to permit the use at the site was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, March 25th, 2025, via ordinance number 3081. The plan includes solar arrays, related equipment, vegetated perimeter buffer, an access drive and ancillary improvements. The fenced area containing the solar arrays occupies 16.83 more or less acres of the parcel, which is comprised of a total of 50.05 acres more or less. The parcel is located on the northwest side of O'Neill's Road, Sussex County Route 485, approximately 500 feet southwest of Sussex Highway, Route 13, and Seaford. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. Tax parcels, District 132, Map 6, Parcel 303, Zoning Districts AR1 Agricultural Residential. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. A decommissioning plan has also been included, which addresses the financial security component of the conditions of approval. Therefore, the plan is eligible for both preliminary and final approvals.
Anybody have any questions on this one?
Thank you.
Okay. Madam Chair, I move that we approve the preliminary and final site plan for S26-33. Ramnath O'Neill Solar.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve S26-33 Ramnath O'Neill Solar as a preliminary and final site plan. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. Next up is lands of Barbara F. Carnes. I'm sorry if I butchered that. Minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of two lots plus the residual lands. Proposed lot one shall consist of 2.67 acres more or less. Proposed lot two shall consist of 1.53 acres more or less. And the residual lands shall contain 0.97 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. Property is located on the east side of Camp Arrowhead Road, Sussex County Road 279. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. Tax parcels, District 234, Map 12, Parcel 85. The zoning is GR, General Residential District, and staff are in receive all agency approvals. Therefore, the plan's eligible for preliminary and final approval.
Okay. Madam Chair, I move that we approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement for the lands of Barbara F. Cairns as a final.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement for lands of Barbara F. Cairns as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. Finally, lands of Timothy Hammond minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement.
This This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot plus the residual lands. Proposed lot four shall consist of 1.012 acres more or less, and the residual land shall contain 66.989 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared road access. The shared access road. The property is located on the northwest side of Old State Road, Sussex County Road 213. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. The tax parcel is District 130, Map 6, Parcel 113.02. The zoning is AR1, Agriculture Residential District. Should the Commission desire to act favorably upon this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the lands of Timothy Hammond minor subdivision plan off a proposed 50-foot easement with final approval by staff and upon the receipt of agency approvals.
Second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded to approve lands of Timothy Hammond minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries.